Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Let's talk about laundromats. Let's talk about the grand opening. Let's talk about month zero, actually, of my second laundromat. I opened the doors on December 2nd. I'm going to tell you how the whole month of December went. I want to give you an idea of the revenue, how many turns each machine went through. I'll share with you all the glitches that I had, some things going on with my employees, things that were mechanical. I'm going to tell you about the promotion that I ran all month. And this is the new Dexter equipment, and I ran the Dexter Live with Dexter Pay, and I'm going to share my perspective on both of those as well. Before I dive in, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to this and finding value, please leave me a review. I read them all. I really appreciate all the comments. And if you want to reach out directly, you can always reach me at, go through the website at dinkpie.com. And through there, you can find a link to send us a note. I really appreciate all the feedback. And I think, if you could leave it in the comment section of the reviews as well. It goes a long way into how, the systems, iTunes and all these guys, rank and present different podcasts. And I appreciate your help on this. Hopefully you're finding it helpful. So let's dive into this deal, because I think month one is really, really interesting. And the net of it is I'm really stoked with how the thing launched and the results for the first month. Now, as a reminder, just to give you a sense of size for this laundromat, I'm in 4,300 square feet. And in that space, I put 48 washers. Is that right? Let's see, 10 plus, that's 25, 34, 48 washing machines. So let's talk about that for a second, because I think 48 washing machines, you guys know our principles. Like we make sure we have maximum aisle width. We have at least 8 foot aisles. I try not to cram any space in here. But I think 48 machines, I might be happy in a year and a half. I think I overdid it, and I think that I have too many small machines. And I think I have too broad a mix of sizes of machines. I would change that. I know that already. It's month one. I know that already. And that's because this is my second laundromat. And I know from my experience with my first laundromat, I know what people want. Now, the problem is when you try to open a bunch of laundromats together and quickly and not really know a whole lot, you got to rely on what your distributor tells you. And, you know, they might just want to run it differently than what you think, right? If I ask my distributor now how many the machine mix, he may tell me the same thing. But I know from the way I would like to run the laundromat that I would like a different mix of machines. I actually would not run any of the 20-pound machines. In Dexter language, that's a T300. And I wouldn't do that. I would probably have 30s, 60s, and 80s. 30-pound machines, 60-pound machines, and 80s. And I might not even have 30s. I might have 40s and 60s and 80s. Because people love the big machines. And for the most part, laundromat customers are families. They bring their kids in. If they're not bringing them in, they're at least got, you know, bags and bags of laundry. And when you go to a laundromat, let's say you got washers and dryers at your own house. Your washer and dryer at your house is probably a 15-pound capacity machine. That means for a typical family of five, you're going to have 150 to 200 pounds of laundry a month. And that means if you're running your little machine at your house that's a 15-pound capacity machine, that's 10 loads of laundry. You could, and you would, if there was such a thing as a nice laundromat in your neighborhood, you could take your laundry, 150 pounds, and you could fill two of my 80-pound machines, put, you know, all your darks in one, all your lights in the other, assuming that's an even mix. You know, you're at 75 pounds a piece. I've got 80-pound machines. You can wash the whole thing in 35 minutes and then put it in the dryers. I've got 50-pound capacity dryers as well. And so, you know, literally in an hour, maybe a little longer, you could be out of the washing machines, out of the dryers, and be standing there folding stuff. You know, it's going to take you a while to fold that much laundry, but it's going to take you that long at home as well. And the reason people don't do that is because all laundromats suck, except for mine, because they are super awesome, and I'm excited about them. And we're bringing people in that are non-traditional laundromat users because they come in and find out this place is nicer than their house. And we're pretty stoked about that, and we're stoked about the results. So, How do I measure then, outside of revenue, how many people came into the laundromat? And keeping track of like headcount. I have our guest services folks keep track, like a little hash thing on a notebook. Little hash stripes. You know, you put the four and then the fifth one crosses the deal to keep track of how many people. It's hard really to do that, and so I just look at the turns per day, like how many times does each size machine turn. And we'll get into that in a second, but let's just go back to this configuration mix a bit. So if I had bigger machines, each machine takes up a little bigger footprint, and so I wouldn't be able to fit 48 machines. That's number one. Instead of 13, so here's the mix of machines that I have that make up 48. I've got 13 20-pound machines. I have 10 30-pound machines. I've got 12 40-pound machines, 9 60s, and 4 80-pound machines. And I just think that that's... People come in, they want 80-pound machines, they want 60-pound machines. In my gigantic store with 48 machines, I've got 13 that are 60s and 80s. And I would encourage you, as you're thinking about your laundromat layout, to err on the side of big machines. Don't have all these kind of incremental sizes. It's not necessary. Each one has, you know, its own purpose, but it doesn't mean you have to put them all in your store. So, you know, load up on the big machines, the 80s and the 60s, and maybe throw some 30s in there. Maybe want, you know, 2 to 4 of the 20s for someone that comes in, they want something really cheap. The other thing that's nice on those 20s, you can run a promotion that's a $1 Wednesdays or something and just do it on the little machines. When those machines are full and you're going to fill the house, when those machines are full, people just go to the next size machine. And if your next size machine is expensive and it's a 40-pound machine, you know, you're going to fill those up because that's what people are going to go to when the dollar little machines. You know, I run a promotion that's $1 for on Wednesdays all day long, but just on the little machines in laundromat number one. And it's been a really fantastic promotion. I'll share those numbers at some other time. But let's get back into month one of the current deal. That is our second laundromat with that machine layout. So let's talk about our revenue. So we did $9,000 in revenue on this store in month one. And remember, every machine is $1. The whole month, I ran all the washers at $1. I don't care what temperature they run at. Usually there's an uplift for warm water and another uplift for hot water. Doesn't matter. Everything was $1. And the dryers were all for a quarter. You got 15 minutes. Didn't matter if you're running the 30-pound machine or the 50-pound machine. Doesn't matter. A quarter got you 15 minutes. And typically we do a quarter gets you like 6 or 7 minutes. So, you know, a really good deal. And just a reminder of what we were doing there. So that was promotion that ran all month. And I know when people find out that you can do your laundry for, you know, for $1, you run any machine for $1, it's going to fill up. It's just about getting the word out. So the promotion was $1 for the month, for the entire month, for all the washers. But then to get the word out, what we do, and what I say we, it's this guy that I know in Denver. He has 6 laundromats, and he's a really great guy, and he shares a lot of stuff with me. And one of the things is how he opens his laundromats. He spends money, and he spends some effort. And the effort is we go out and get these... getting these what they call bandit signs. They're the little bandit boards that you see, you know, along the side of the road. You know, we buy ugly houses, that kind of size deal. I think they're, you know, they're like 12 by 24 or something like that. And I get them on a yellow background with red letters, and in this case it said $1, gigantic $1, and it said all machines all day, and then underneath that it had our address. And then it said for the whole month of December or something like that. And so the attraction is $1. That'll get someone to look on a yellow background in red letters, and then all machines all day. And then I got 100 of those, and they sent them in these little metal brackets, and you put the sign. It's two-sided, corrugated sign. You put that over the metal bracket, and then you push the metal bracket into the ground. Now, in the municipality where this laundromat is there are sign regulations. You're only allowed to have those signs up from Friday morning through Monday at noon. So I cheated and I didn't get caught because it was December, and I'm probably lucky of that. But, you know, the sign Nazis come out, and the people that hate those signs, and they throw them in the back of their truck, or they take them to dumpsters and they get rid of them. So the signs disappear throughout the course of the month. And I didn't get them all out on the 2nd of December. I got them out kind of throughout the month. And so you're a little bit hit and miss. But we got $9,000 in revenue, which is made up of, check this out, 5,735 turns of those washers. That's an amazing number. So let's talk about turns for a second, because everybody in the industry does. Some people hate it. I don't know why, but it's a really, really easy way to think about the business. How many times do each of your machines run a cycle of laundry? And the industry average is 4 times per day. And that might mean, you know, you run them at 2.5 times on weekdays and 6 times on the weekends, or however that average works out, because that's kind of how the days of the week flow. Sundays are super busy. Saturdays are pretty good. Mondays are good. And then you get a couple slow days in there, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Here are the turns. I'm going to give you the math on the turns. And for the promotion month, I'm not super surprised by this, because like if you're going to pay a dollar for any machine, are you going to put a dollar in an 80-pound machine and put all your laundry in there? Or are you going to put $4 in four 20-pound machines? Right? You're going to load up the big machine. So I expect the turns to be really high on those big machines. And it is. So this is really interesting. I think this is fantastic stats. And before I do that, let me just do the math here for you. So, 5,735 turns divided by 30 days. That means I had 191 turns a day divided by 48. I had 3.98 turns per day. I had 4 turns per day. That's the average across all the machines. I had 4 turns per day. That's the industry average. That means laundromats have been up and running forever. They run at 4 turns a day. I did that in the first month. Now, listen, they're a dollar a machine, so I get that I kind of tilted the equation. But that just shows you I got enough people coming in there that this thing, if they all come back and do their laundry, all those same people come back and do their laundry, when I'm at full price, I will be running at 4 turns a day. And that just shows you that that there's enough population density there that I can do that. Now, clearly some people came over because they wanted to pay a dollar instead of what they're paying at their laundromat. But the reason I did it for a month was so that I get some repetition, and I get people to come. If they're going to do laundry every week, they came 4 times. And if they didn't discover it until the middle of the month, you know, maybe they came twice. So I want people to create the repetition, right? 3 times creates a habit. And so that's why I ran it all month, trying to get people to convert over. And I'm also going to share with you our Google reviews from the first month. So I'm going to put in our address and look here right on Google right now. And we have 93 5-star reviews. 93. Okay. 93 5-star reviews. Let me just share with you what that is in comparison in my market. So the highest number of reviews of any of the laundromats around me, when I do a laundromat near me in this metro area, there is a laundromat that has a rating of 4.3 with 203 reviews. That's the most. It's actually the second highest. That laundromat's been around for 180,000 years, I think, since before the dawn of time. And they have 203 reviews, right? I have 93 reviews in the first month. Are you freaking kidding me? 5-star review. I don't have a single, I have nothing. It's 5.0, 93 reviews. The number one laundromat in terms of reviews has a 4.5 rating and 346 reviews. He's been in business for 6 or 7 years. And listen, these guys are weeping because some pros showed up and built a laundromat, and now we're kicking their ass, and they deserve to have their ass kicked because they've been in these places and they're dirty and they're not maintained well. The machines are down, and that means the guy that owns it is stuffing all the money in his pocket instead of keeping the machines updated and keeping the place clean and spending the money the way he should be, and he's going to get his ass handed to him, and he just did. 5 stars, 93 ratings. So look, here's another one that's been around for, I think, since the Roman Empire. 44 reviews, a 3.5. 77 reviews, 3.7. 101 reviews, 4.2. 73 reviews, 3.7. 27 reviews, 3.6. 35 reviews, 3.8. Listen, I think there's like 19 laundromats in this metro area, maybe a few more. They all stink. I'm just looking through the review. I'll get back to business here. My other laundromat's in the same metro area, 4.8 rating, 254 reviews. It's been open for 10 months. So, listen, you got to get reviews. It makes a big difference because, you know, how do you search for anything when you're trying to make a decision on a commodity service? You go to Google, you type it in something, something near me, and then you look to see who has the best reviews and the most of them. And 1 month, I'm in the hunt, man. I'm the number one rated laundromat. It's not like I have 2 reviews and did it myself, right? I have 93 reviews, and they keep pouring in because I tell all my guest services folks, go ask people for reviews. Because people walk in, their jaw drops open. They realize the place is the nicest facility they've ever been to in their life, including their house. And they're stoked to be there. And so we say, hey, why don't you leave us a review? And they're like, oh my gosh, absolutely, do it right now. And lots of times I come over and they'll show us their review and we hand them a laundry bag. I've got these laundry bags that I mentioned in prior podcasts that I had made last trip. I went to China. They're 30-inch by 40-inch laundry bags. Beautiful nylon, tear-proof material with a drawstring and my logo in some really awesome colors. And we retail them for $7. They cost me $1.80. And I had to buy 2,000 of them.